Thanks for your company. The near collapse of the nation's ability to adequately test for COVID-19 in the community as infections from the Omicron strain continue to skyrocket has led to another major policy shift. COVID testing requirements have been slashed by National Cabinet in an effort to ease pressure on the strained testing regime. People with a positive rapid antigen test will no longer be required to get a PCR test as confirmation. Regular testing for truck drivers has been scrapped, and international arrivals will no longer be required to get multiple tests. National Cabinet's also agreed to provide up to 10 discounted rapid antigen tests for concession card holders over the next 3 months. Political reporter Claudia Long joins me now from our Parliament House Bureau. Claudia, who will be able to get those rapid tests for free?
Well, David, those with a pension concession card, those with a Commonwealth Seniors Health Card and healthcare card holders, among others, including those on low-income cards and DVA gold or white cards, will be on that list. So they'll be eligible for 10 free rapid antigen tests over the next 3 months in a bid to make sure that people in vulnerable communities, in vulnerable groups, get those tests that have been proving so incredibly hard to find around the country at the moment, with many reports of not only them selling out as soon as they get to pharmacies and suppliers, but with rampant price gouging apparently happening across the country as well. Now, this is all part of a bid by National Cabinet to slash back those COVID testing requirements, like you said, in an effort to ease pressure on the incredibly strained testing system. Now, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says that tension, as he calls it, in supply for those tests will continue for the next little while. He estimates for the next fortnight. And also, in another bid to, I guess, take that pressure off, if you have a positive rapid antigen test at home, you will no longer be required to get a PCR test at a drive-through clinic or other clinic as proof of that result. That's no longer going to be needed, along with those changes to tests for truck drivers and international arrivals no longer being required to get multiple tests either. Now, here's the Prime Minister a short time ago explaining how those 10 free tests for concession card holders are going to work.
And they will be made available through the pharmacy network. There will be a maximum of 10 tests that will be provided on a concessional basis over those 3 months. If you are symptomatic or a close contact and you're a concession card holder, do not go to the pharmacy to get your test. Go to the testing centre. We don't want people who are symptomatic or who are close contacts and may be carrying the virus going into pharmacies.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. And Claudia, we know that pressure on our hospital systems is increasing. The New South Wales Premier today has admitted that there is substantial pressure on the hospitals in New South Wales. We're seeing the same thing in other states too. What have we heard from the Prime Minister about the state of our health and hospital systems?
Well, he says one of the key concerns is staffing issues, perhaps rather than those high numbers of people with previous variants being admitted to ICU. He says we're not seeing that at this stage, but we'll come back to that in a moment, because we know today that the Prime Minister took a proposal to National Cabinet to potentially redefine who counts as a hospitalised case of COVID. Now, he didn't get that in the end. So what that redefinition would have been is differentiating between those who have gone to hospital because of COVID symptoms and those who have gone for other issues and happen to have COVID at the same time. So what National Cabinet has agreed is that it's important for the public to understand the difference between those two things. But ultimately, because of the strain the healthcare system is under at the moment, that kind of administrative process that hospitals would need to undertake to log those kind of differences would be unreasonable at this stage. But he says they're going to be putting in place a, quote, qualitative way of getting a better understanding of those numbers. Here's the Prime Minister addressing some of those issues with the hospital system.
Hospital system challenges relate more particularly to continue to gain access to workforce. That is the key constraint on our hospital system at present, and that relates to a set of rules around testing arrangements and furloughing arrangements and isolation arrangements. And we discussed those at length today as we looked at both the demand issues that relate to testing as well as the supply issues.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, speaking in Canberra after National Cabinet. Our reporter, Claudia Long, in Canberra too.